Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine for supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, this is June Isselhart. I am looking at my State Farm credit card bill, and there are two charges in for Budget Smart Product MUSC. One is for $7.95 and one is for $56.95, and I don't recall anything about those two charges.
Okay, will you verify your mailing address and the email address?
10-27 Upland Terrace, Lebanon, Illinois, 62254. And my email address is junewilkie@att.net.
Okay. And will you please verify the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
Let me see if I can find it here. About 6122.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I do have that account. It does show where there was a charge of $7.95 shipping and handling for that KitchenAid product. And then there was also that charge of $56.95. And you said that you did not authorize either one of those charges.
I don't recall. It's just my husband and I, and he has his own State Farm card. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. So I just have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charge will result into a penalty, such as a fine, as long as you're sure that you or no one in your household authorized that initial charge, then we can go ahead and proceed with that fraud claim.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. So we can go ahead and process that refund. They just asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credited back into your account. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with?
Nope. That's it. Thank you so much. What is this? What kind of company are you? What is this?
I'm with a third party call center. We assist with multiple companies. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.